Welcome to
our podcast,
Cry Now,
Smile Later.
Yes.
This is Stephanie.
And I'm Natalie. This is going to be a bonus episode, a lot like our Halloween bonus episode. We're going to just be talking about some different stories, true crime.
Urban legends.
Some of them are local to
Los Angeles, California, the United States of America.
Yes.
For now.
So we hope you will enjoy it.
I'm ready.
So the holidays are upon us.
I can already hear Mariah Carey playing in a distance on a cold night.
Being carried in by six men.
Snowmen.
Yes. Snowmen wearing tuxedos. So
what do you, I was about to ask you, what do you love about the holidays? But I don't care. I want to know, what do you hate about the holidays?
That's a good question.
Remember that nobody is listening to us, so.
Ooh. I would have to say one of the things that I hate about the holidays is getting really excited about making, like, one specific dish. Maybe something I've never made before.
Mm-hmm.
And putting in my all, my heart, my soul into this dish.
I'm only kind of laughing because Natalie is a legit baker and chef. Oh, so, like, anything that you make is so good. So, like, I can already imagine a holiday event.
I take it so seriously. And then I'll make this thing, whatever it is. And then
her hand is clenched on the chair, by the way, clenching the chair.
And then I'll bring whatever it is that I made, and then nobody eats it. Or like one person tastes it, and then it just sits there.
I'd eat it.
I know you would. What about you? What is something you hate about the holidays?
For me, it's very simple, and it's the same thing every year, and it's been the same thing my whole entire life since I can remember, 1986.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I put a lot of work into the way things look and appear, and I go through a lot of effort to put together these beautiful, elegant, one-of-a-kind charcuterie cheese boards.
You do a really good job. They're beautiful.
They...
work of art.
One would say it's my gift.
It's my passion.
And I set, and not just that, but like I go through a lot of trouble to set that up, and like the counter over there, and like this chair over here. Uh-huh. Everything is perfectly placed in my mind. And then everybody comes over and they mess it all up. And, like, it's not until they, like, part of me is like, oh, my God, they're going to love this, they're going to love that. And it's not until they actually take the knife that I put for the cheese and cut the cheese with the knife that I put for it that I'm like, I didn't actually want you to take any of it. I just wanted you to look at it. And you're cutting it wrong. And then the fact that, like, I go through all this trouble to, like, get the best cheeses every year, and I go around to my family with, like, a really expensive, like, a $50 one-ounce cheese. And I'm like, look at the way it curds here. And they're just like tasting it. And like, where's Cacique? You know, where's this from? You know, and I'm just like, you don't know fine taste. You don't know. I become like a citizen of another time. And oh, it just gets upset. It's upsetting to me because I don't want anybody to touch anything. Like, I love them, but I just leave it alone. Leave all my things alone. But no, it's fine. I mean, then at the end of the night, when they don't eat the cheese, I'm like, God, I spent so much money on this.
You?
Nobody knows what's good. So it's one of those things that I just keep to myself because it's ridiculous. That's what I don't like.
Okay, so we have some local stories that we want.
I have an urban legend.
Okay. All right. And mine is a true crime story.
Yes.
Shall I start with that?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. So this is the story of the Covina murders.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Sorry. I was going to say nothing happens in Covina until
you
now.
You want a bet?
Okay.
I vaguely remember this being on the news, but I didn't really know the details.
But we're about to.
They're kind of grim.
Okay.
Not going to lie.
I'm ready.
So the year is...
I'm shaking.
It's going to be okay. You're okay.
Okay.
So let's meet Bruce Pardo. Bruce was an engineer, and he worked at JPL. In 2006, he married a woman named Sylvia Ortega. The marriage was short-lived. After about 1 year, she decided she wanted a divorce.
Mm.
She was done. Okay. So we'll get back to that. But let's flash forward to Christmas Eve, 2008. All right. 11:30 p.m. Bruce Pardo, dressed in a Santa Claus suit, entered the home of his former in-laws, Alicia and Joseph Ortega. This house was located in Covina, California. So he's dressed as Santa, and he also had, like, gift-wrapped packages with him. So for anyone who saw him, they were like, oh.
They're like, oh, what a jolly old man.
How fun.
Ho, it's ho, ho.
Santa bearing gifts. Mm. Well, you're wrong. Okay, so he enters the house, and this house is packed, okay? This is a Latin family in Covina. There were about 25 people there. All right.
Oh, my gosh. There's and helicopters. Just, there's jump houses.
They're just enjoying the holiday. They're enjoying each other. It should be a happy time. Then enters Bruce Pardo, and he comes inside the house, and he pulls out two handguns. So this little girl, this little 8-year-old girl who was a niece of his, was super excited to see Santa. She goes up to greet him, and he shoots her. But she survives. Don't worry. She survives. Poor baby.
The children. Please, somebody think.
Of the children.
Of the children.
So this guy just starts shooting as many people as he possibly can. It's horrible. People are just running away, trying to get away desperately. One person even jumped out of a window, like a second story window, just to get out. And at one point, someone was able to escape and get to a neighbor's house and call the police, thankfully. But he, Pardo, then took one of the wrapped packages that he had brought with him, unwrapped it, and homeboy had a homemade flamethrower? What? A homemade flamethrower.
Okay, it's not funny, but...
It's not. It's just, it's unbelievable.
Like, he's, how long, like, his dedication? Like, where did he get the blueprints for this?
So then he set fire to the house. In total, there were 9 fatalities, some from gunshot wounds and others were just from the fire. They included his ex-wife, Sylvia, her parents, Alicia and Joseph, and then... some of Bruce Pardo's former brother and sisters-in-law. They were Joseph, Charles, Sherry, James, Teresa, Alicia, and finally a 17-year-old nephew, Michael.
I wonder if James's real name is Jaime.
Jaime?
Jamie?
I knew a Jaime that went by Jaime, and it made me crazy.
James?
It made me crazy every time people said his name, because I was like, that's not how you say it. At least just call him Jamie. It would be better than Jaime.
Hey, J-Man.
Okay. All right. And so Pardo fled the scene and drove directly to his brother's home in Sylmar, which is not close. He drove all the way to Sylmar, and then he took his own life.
Was he still wearing the suit?
I don't think so. I think he took it off at some point, and I think he left it, like, in his car or something. When police searched his house, they found semi-automatic handguns, a tactical shotgun. Who needs that? And they said he pretty much had a bomb factory inside of his house. So this guy was not well.
Whoa.
So motive, it's safe to say there had definitely been some marital problems with his former wife, Sylvia. The reason they divorced is not super clear. Some claim that he had kept the fact that he had a child from a former marriage from her. So she, oops, by the way, I have a kid.
Oh my goodness.
And
that's like when you meet somebody and you're like, so do you have any kids? And they have 1 second to be like, yes or no. Yes or no.
He chose no. apparently he also refused to open a joint bank account with her.
Same.
I mean, yes and no. But he basically did that because he didn't want her spending any of his money on her 3 children that she already had.
So he just hates children.
hates them. So by June of 2008, Pardo had been instructed by the court to pay Sylvia spousal support payments of like $1,700.
A month?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Whoa.
Yeah. But eventually the payments...
Instantly, I was like,
that's a lot.
Who can I marry in divorce? It's like $1,700 a month. What I could do, the things I could do.
Eventually, the payments were suspended by the court due to job hardship on his part. So, but as part of the divorce settlement, he did have to pay Sylvia $10,000. So we can all see here where his anger maybe stemmed from. He did not want to be giving this woman any more money. And of course, the next natural step
is always about money.
Hmm.
Why can't you just give Sylvia $10,000?
Just do it. But why does the next step have to be murder by Santa?
Listen, I haven't received any emails about why people in a bind choose to kill.
Still?
But the email is
We're trying to make a bind binder, people.
info@cnslpodcast.com.
Tell us.
Tell me more.
That's all I got. That's pretty much it.
Oh, no, I meant for the listener. Tell me.
Wow. So that's the story of the Covina murders.
Wow. So what I hear is that you want to drive by the house today. That's what I hear.
We have dinner plans.
Oh, that's right. Priorities. Okay. In that case, I have a little bonus story for you.
Oh, I'm ready. I am ready.
This is an urban legend, maybe a conspiracy theory.
Ooh.
I feel like maybe some people have heard it, maybe they have not, but I am here to tell you.
Okay.
The story of the lizard people that lived in the tunnels of Los Angeles.
Oh, I'm ready.
Have you heard about this?
A little bit.
Oh, now I don't want to do it.
No.
Okay, fine. So, the lizard people.
Ooh.
In the mid-1800s, there was this chatter about these lizard people that lived underground. And this was kind of romanticized by the locals in LA because they needed kind of a selling point to bring people into the city since it was new at that point. In 1902, this woman draws up a map of some hidden treasure of that the lizard people had left behind. And
like lizard coins?
I mean, I don't know. It might have been like seashells and shit. Like useless. Only beautiful to the eye of the beholder. So this woman draws up this map, like random.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, the people were like, okay, I gotta dig up this gold. And Fort Moore Hill became like ground zero. And the story is that once people got a hold of this map, they were like, oh, fuck, we're going to go dig this shit up right now. And that they stayed up all night and dug up this ground with just one candle. I don't know. Like, no words. Anyway, so then years later, in 1933, this dude came along. I want to say his name is George Warren Shuffelt. I'm not sure how you pronounce it.
Uh-huh.
But this dude comes along in the 1930s, okay? And he had supposedly all this history on, like, building these machines that could tell you where gold was and stuff. In fact, I think he was responsible for the first machine that told you. It was, like, a gold meter, the gold ones.
The little sticks that people hover over the sand?
Mm-hmm. I think... Not that, like, electronic one, but, like, one of the ones that could help you. So he came along. He came to LA, and he had believed that for half of a century, the lizard people had buried this treasure in Fort Moore Hill. Like, he came believing, like, no, this is real. Lizard people are real. So he goes to the county, and he claims that he has this map, like, all of a sudden, right? Like, this fucking map that's going to really tell him where it is. And he was allowed to dig up what near this, the Wills Mansion, which sat over the Broadway Tunnel, which was underground from Fort Moore Hill back in the day. So if you go now, it doesn't exist, but, you know, this was from a long time ago. So he's allowed to dig up, right? And he builds this machine. And he builds this machine that's supposed to, like, help him find the treasure. It was, like, an X-ray kind of machine. And he consults this Indian chief. And the Indian chief tells him, actually, it's a lost civilization of advanced earthlings. So me. These are my ancestors. 5,000 years prior. They weren't aliens. They just worshipped a lizard because to them it was the symbol of long life. And their underground world was a labyrinth that was shaped like a lizard. It's alleged that they had, like, a key room, like, one main room near 2nd Street, near the 2nd Street Tunnel underground, that supposedly had all the treasure. So, like, all the shells in the trash. And
bottle caps.
It was a, yeah, bottle caps and all of the COVID masks that just go to the shore. And it also was supposed to have contained 37-foot golden tablets that recorded the history of the ancient Mayans and the origins of the human race.
Wow.
This is what Homeboy Chief was like telling this dude. Do you believe it so far?
Yes.
Me too. I'll believe anything. Okay. So he tears up the Wills Mansion area, okay? But, like, there's nothing there, okay? It's all fucking hype. They find nothing. Months later, he comes back with another story. And this story, this time around, the LA Times publishes it. Okay, and so if it hadn't been for the LA Times publishing it this time around, this whole old urban legend story, conspiracy theory, may not have ever been known. Like, nobody, we may never have known this actually happened if it hadn't been for that publication. Okay. So the article said that this man's X-ray machine led him to the base at Mount Washington, which that area still exists today. And that this dude was like, I knew I was all over the patterns of the tunnels. Like, I know they're there. And that he supposedly had X-ray pictures which showed, like, the underground tunnels and areas and rooms and gold deposits. So he was allowed to dig and dig again over and over. And, like, apparently wherever the fuck he wanted. Like, yeah, over here. Great. Broadway. Okay. Hill. Yeah. Go ahead.
Nobody,
go.
Nobody was like, you can't do that?
No, the county was like, go for it. There was
okay,
and he was like, "Yo, I don't. I know that y'all don't believe me this time around, but, like, I'm gonna prove these haters wrong. Haters are my motivators." So he kept going. Okay, but, like, again, nothing was found. Okay, he died in 1957, and he was buried in Burbank. So then, this isn't funny, but it is funny when you hear this. When the county was asked, like, hey, so why did you let this man just dig for fucking ever, right? Like, what's up with that, friend? The county was like, hey, listen, we were going to dismantle and make way for roads anyway. So we let this dude just do the work for us. This happened during the Great Depression, so it gave people something to be distracted over. Aww. It was like a soap opera, and people would go yeah. and like watch the digging like live, right? So not so many people know about this, but that's the legend of the lizard people. And this poor man who was like, I know, I got some gold somewhere. Like, poor Aww. Dude.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool because if you live around Los Angeles, you see all, there's a lot of history in that area, like Broadway Hill and all of the tunnels, like the freeways. Mm-hmm. Would I go to these underground tunnels? Le fuck no. Mm-hmm. They're like riddled with COVID.
Like, and lizard people.
Lizard people. And like today it's just Los Angeles. It's just not, it's not happening. Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's wow. my story.
Amazing.
So that was our bonus episode. Yeah. Yay.
Thank you for listening.
Don't forget that we are now on Patreon.
Yes.
At Cry Now, Smile Later podcast. And also, if you have any interesting stories like this,
send them in.
Yes. The email is info@cnslpodcast.com. I think it would be cool if you guys could get some stories, some interaction for these bonus episodes.
Can share some of the stuff that you send us. That'd be fun.
That'd be super fun.
Interactive.
And remember, this Thanksgiving, when your family doesn't quite understand why you don't want to celebrate, so you're being forced to take them anyway and be there, and they ask you why you're not married and you don't have kids yet, or why you're still fat, just say that you don't know English and walk away and take all the food, throw everything in the trash, and pop the jumping house.
And then go dig some holes by candlelight.
So dig the hole.
Search for that oh lizard my God. Treasure.
Take all the forks and be like, I will be back. I'm going to Fort Morehill with one candle. I can't have kids because I'm busy looking for treasure under the Second Street Tunnel. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Till next time. Next week. Okay, bye.
Bye.